You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. What a day it's been on the JSC. I'll get to the numbers in a moment, but just to give you an idea, give you a taster, there was a sort of a trading update from Richemont, the luxury goods company. Share price opened briskly. It was about 5-6% higher. Closed over 12% higher. And this is not a small company. This is a massive luxury goods, international, global luxury goods company. And that sort of set the tone, I think, for the whole JSC day. Let's go straight to the spot market, where the dollar rand... It's good. It's rallied 2.5%, the rand that is, in the last 24 hours. Currently 17.30 at the end of the week. British pound against the rand is 20.35. Euro rand is 17.83. Let's go on now to commodities, where gold is $1,761 per ounce. The platinum price is up 5.5% to $1,048 an ounce, and palladium has gone back up through 2,000, up 2.75% to $2,003 an ounce. Let's look at other commodities now and start with oil, where Brent crude oil is up 3.5% to $96.95 per barrel. West Texas crude, $90.15, and that's 4.25% up. Natural gas prices, 3.2% higher. Copper up nearly 3%. Wheat price is up 0.8. So it's pretty good, that heavy influence of a weaker dollar. Very, very evident today. The US 10-year Treasury bond yield, this has been a big one recently. It was in the 420s. It's currently 3.81%. And if you look at the South African 10-year bond yield, that has really been good. 10.19% now, and it was 11.22, 11.23 about 10 days ago. So it's done incredibly well, mainly because of the strength of the rand, I think. Bitcoin had a torrid week. It is currently 17,451, which is up 4%, like most risk assets, doing very well after yesterday's inflation data from the United States of America. Now then, the S&P 500 futures yesterday up 5.5%, and today up 0.2%. So momentum buying, 3,970 the futures so far. Running out of a bit of steam after yesterday's incredible performance. But anyway, nonetheless, second day up in a row. What we need to do now is have a look at the big movers on the JSC. And there's been a lot of big movers on the JSC. The aforementioned Richemont, I'm sure, will be at the top of the list. But let me just confirm or deny that. Yep, Richemont is right at the top of the list. It is up on the close 12.8%. Can you believe it? Process up 9.3%. Kumba Iron Ore up 8.6%. Naspers up 8.2%. And the BHP Group has weighed in with a gain of 7.5%. On the downside, the Fashini Group, after its results, not doing well at all. That's strange. Down just over 7%. Netcare is in the red to the tune of 4.5%. British American Tobacco down 4.1%. Tungela down 3.6%, and it's had a pretty torrid time recently, and GUP is 3% down. What about the major indices on the local market on what has been overall a very good week? Started off nervously, but really came into its own, particularly today, and I'll give you that in a second, because resources 4% higher. Industrial shares 4.8% higher. That's Naspers, Process and Richemont. Financial shares not joining the party, down 0.2%. The top 40 index 3.6% to the good, 66,384. And the overall index, the all share, 72,927, up 3.15%. Terrific stuff. And all the US indices just creeping high. But as I said, sort of running out of steam a bit. And I think people that were long of the market before the Wednesday rally will be looking forward to a very satisfying weekend. I'll be back on Monday with the opening. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.